A lot of people are saying, hey, Phil, you had a replay of the Saturday Cinema, which of all the things in the world to worry about replays, I don't really sweat it. If we want to replay a Saturday Cinema, we replay a Saturday Cinema. It's not exactly what I do. You know, I'm not Mr. Movie here, but to the extent that it does matter, we did a new one for Saturday, this past Saturday, and the TriCaster caught like half of it. So we've had this computer problem with our TriCaster for since the winter, the early part of the winter. And what has happened is we've had these power outages here at our studio, which have forced have crashed the system, which is not good for some. It's not good for any computer, but it's particularly bad for the TriCaster. And as a result of that, it has been very temperamental. We finally got it back on track. We finally kind of rebooted it to a place where it should be. But I noticed the video quality is a little bit degraded. And also on top of that, this new phenomenon of the files being compressed in such a strange way that sometimes that doesn't catch the entire file. And so this movie that we did last Saturday, I looked at the file, only half of it was done. Now, we also keep a backup stream. I checked the backup stream. It had the whole movie, but in two separate files, which was very weird. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And we attempted to mix those two together so you'd have one complete movie, but there was a lot of freezing going on. So I fucking don't know. I suspect that probably it had more to do with probably, you know, and we're worried about rebooting this. I reboot computers all the time, but rebooting our TriCaster is a whole other fucking thing, man. It doesn't like being rebooted, even if it's being rebooted, properly. All right, so we did replay She Dogs of the Shark Reef. No public domain movie is good, with the exception of Night of the Living Dead. There's a few that I really like. DOA, I love He Walked by Night. I like DOA. I like Night of the Living Dead. There's probably a few more that I've really said. I would sit down and watch like, wow, this is a good movie. You know, I thought DOA was a really great movie. The problem is the quality of the one that's on online, the public domain version, is really shitty. There must be a really good quality version of it, but I like that movie. I've liked that movie ever since I first saw it. I thought it was really ingenious. Okay, so today we're going to go to the archives for last year. We'll see what we have for last year. Maybe we won't have shit. Go to the 25th of April, or we might have to go back to what we call our pandemic spring. Did I bring my glasses? I did. Hey, how about that? We'll go back to our pandemic spring like we did last Friday. That was an interesting show. That was just as I was leaving to go to Florida. So tomorrow's the 25th, which, of course, naturally, last year, that would have fallen on a Sunday. And in the last week of April, or toward the last week of April last year, we were doing the Art Bell. Bud Dickman hosts Phil's show as Phil's on Assignment. Which one is this? This is from the 26th, Phil's on Assignment. Let me see. And now, Cavco Productions presents Arse Gardner.
No,
and
bitch.
The Arse Gardner Show. Arse Gardner, who refuses to change his first name.
Fuck.
In fact, his nickname is Ass. Arse Gardner, who uses no discourse markers or filler words, meaning he never says, or any word like that. And if he does, he'll stop and they'll start all over again.
So
Arse Gardner.
This is wrong, man.
Thanks very much.
God,
that
I hate shit.
I hate that when we have the wrong goddamn file. God damn it. How did that get in there, man? Fuck. Well, let's see if the video is fucked up too. God damn it. Because the description of the show looks really funny. Let's see. Let's go, man.
Go on. Come on, Arse.
Yeah, Arse. It's Arse Gardner. So how does this Bud Dickman thing come in here?
In fact, I just sort of strained looking for the...
Why don't you both sit down? You both look like you're about to fall down. This is General Galen Shaw. Years ago, not discourse markers. He doesn't use the words,
So how did we get Bud Dickman hosts Phil is on Assignment? Okay, this is really scary.
Mark Henshaw, another Rory McIlroy. God damn it, man. That really hacks me off. Don Berman wants a lap dance. Now I have to find where the actual Bud Dickman show is. Son of a bitch. Art Bell parody. We conduct a tribute to late Art Bell. Saturday Cinema. Then comes Bud Dickman hosts. I wonder if, as Phil is on assignment, that strikes me as something that is familiar. And up comes April 26, 2021. That's the one I'm looking at right now. But that's not it. That's an Arse Gardner show. Bobby and Steve Dooley share with Phil another and his audience something they think is very remarkable in a number of photos taken by flash cameras on a roller. What? 10 holiday movies, 50 most memorable. Bud's website idea, Bud's top 10. This is a mystery. Goddamn son of a bitch. Damn it. Maybe it's possible that I wrote the show log and then changed my mind and did a different show. That's possible. It's kind of an extreme a notion, but because the show log show that is reflected here sounds fuck of a lot more interesting. Bob Green, another guy that dances, has written a book. Phil was kissing Art Bell's ass with his parody segments. This is Don Berman being upset with me. God damn it. And yet, that's not what made it. Those are not the files. Really, really interesting. Son of a fucking bitch. What is this? Don Berman wants a lap dance. We played this one already. No, we already did that show. Well, all right, there's one that's lost forever. That sounds like a funny-ass show, too. He's pissed at me because I'm kissing Art Bell's ass by doing all these segments. Phil's on assignment. Boy, that really rings a bell. I'm going to enter this into the search engine. On assignment, see what comes up. And then a juvenile discussion of backdoor ways of breaking an iPhone security with Dr. Jim Sadler. That sounds pretty funny. God, did you hear that? That sounds pretty funny. Let's do that one. That's from February. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? I don't think we've ever run that one. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello, guys, and welcome to our encore show for today, Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. We go back to 2016. February 19, 2016.
Oh, this is when they were February 20, 2016. Well, let's just do the original one. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but I ate an apple. And I had coleslaw. This is the diet that I'm on. I eat lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, and low sodium protein like turkey and salmon. And oh yeah, Halo ice cream. I allow myself that little treat. 2016. Are we doing February of 2016? What the hell? What did I hit April? February 2016. Here we go. I don't know what date that was, though. Backdoor. Margaret sings. Ted Bell rolls out. Boyd Skybaby Sweetan. Frank Gray talks with Margaret about a small, weird dog they had named Posey. Whatever. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Jeb Bush dropping from the presidential race. Remember those innocent days? BSPs. French disconnect and Apple backdoor discuss. Here it is. Phil kicks off show and recapping the day yesterday. And Jay Santos comes on to discuss ISIS running out of money, but gets sidetracked. Is this the backdoor discussion? When he runs into some kids with Brown, then Phil and the panel attempt to discuss Apple's situation with Professor Emery Clayton, but a medical emergency ends up cutting things short. What the fuck? Boy, I was into some fucking, I was working way too hard back then. And what I mean by that is not that I was doing too much good shit. I think I was doing a lot of stuff and a lot of it wasn't good shit. And we're doing a lot of political shit. Just a lot of shit that just was getting on my nerves after a while. Well, where's this goddamn... Oh, my God. Now I got to go back to this shit, man, and figure out where this is. Sorry. This may be the longest pre-show I've ever done. So we go to 2020, February of 2020. Where is this goddamn show? It's 16, February 16. Pete Bone show, special coronavirus coverage. Phil takes a call from Gloria and Larry Grover.
Ted Bell calls the show with a warning. Don Julio is now advertising in ballparks. Jay Sanis will be in Florida with the Gator Brigade, Alt Police, and their leader, Larry Grover. Saturday, Quicks to Cinema. Friday, where's this Jay Sanis thing, man? Ted Bell, Chris Norton, Jeff Dowder demonstrates more of his NFL highlight reel narration. I don't know, man. I'm fucking lost. Herb Sewell, Dodgers, BSP, special discussion. Phil gets Rudy Canoza and Chef Chedilia on the line. Radio consultant, director of sales for Kafka, Tom Dovka. Brass Villanueva, Bar Fight Showdown. Jeff Dowder and his musical cousin, on his cousin Chris Norton. I don't know, man. I'm fucking spaced. I put it in the search engine as on assignment. Hit that, and here's what came up. Backdoor ways, February 19th, 2020. All right. So February 19th, 2020, then they told us the date. Backdoor. There we go. So then I play this fucking thing to find out exactly what's going on here. Hello, guys, and welcome to our encore show for today, Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. We go back to 2016. February 19th, 2016. Groovy. Let's find it. Let's do it. February 19th, 2016. Where are you? There you are. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm, you know, it's confusing. I don't even know my own way around my own website. Everything is, I've got so much goddamn shit on this website.
February 16, 2016. Not to mention, you know, it's so voluminous. I don't know, when things are fucked up, we don't know what's going on.
What?
This says Professor Emery Clayton talks about what he says is a flight of white students going back to a cheaper education in the fatherland, Germany. Construction contractor Steve Bozell worries that the labor problems 7-Eleven is having in Australia might spill onto the States. What the fuck are you talking? 2016, February? Am I missing something here? Let's just go back to square one on this fucker. Let's go back to square one on this motherfucker, okay? Sorry, folks, for the confusion here, but, you know, I'm trying to figure this shit out. I'm just trying to fucking figure some shit out here, you know? It's all I'm trying to do. Okay, so I think we've established there ain't shit to listen to from April 2021. That goddamn show log for the 25th of April, which doesn't exist. The 26th is Bud Dickman hosts Phil's on assignment. And it's an ass Arse Gardner show. There's a Phil show trivia. No, wait. We conclude our tribute to late Art Bell. Well, I don't goddamn know. I did the Don Berman lap dance already. So go back to 2020. Here we are. How do you like this? I'm just chasing my fucking tail here today. Oh, man. Where are we? April 2020. That's what I want. April 25th, 2020. Where is it? There it is. It's a Saturday, of course. Phil talks to Wes Winston, a local yacht club commodore who's naturally illiterate. This ought to be good. Wes Winston. What happened to Ray Conneal? Based on an actual guy that I met at a local yacht club we have here. Not that I own a yacht. I don't. But you can belong to a yacht club and not own a fucking yacht. And it's pretty funny, some of the old-timers you talk to. I'm telling you. It is a fucking hoot. Okay, guys, welcome to today's show. It is an encore show from the 23rd of April, 2018, going back 2 years. And as I mentioned, if you're watching us on the videocast, you're watching their video recording. Shut up. That was a Thursday show. I should have known better. Sorry. Let's do the Friday. Phil talks about heading to Florida Sunday. He catches up with Herb Sewell. Talks to Brass Villanueva. Did we already do this one? No, I don't think we have.
Yeah! Now welcome into the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm General Galen Shaw. As Phil gets ready to take off to Florida and meet up with the...
meet up with a squeeze and everything.
Yeah, right. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Groovy. Okay, so let's... I don't think we did that one the other day. Welcome to our thing. Is Friday, the 24th of April. We're going to have a chat tonight. We will have our Saturday cinema tomorrow. So, Phil, this is my first trip to Florida.
And parcel of our
crack team cats that are, you know, just out humping it, selling the Phil Henry Show, getting all of those groovy-ass subscriptions lined up, and...
Sure, whatever you say, Phil.
Well, what do you do for me?
I'm a partner with you in the business, did you forget?
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he forgot. He said, what do you do for me?
Frank's driving down the road.
And I said...
Let's go, man.
We're coming back.
Mr. Henry is allergic to ketchup.
Am I? My stomach does go kind of nuts with ketchup. Come on, motherfucker. Where is this? When does this thing start? This is the longest goddamn time trying to find the beginning of this motherfucking show. No, you didn't use that. Nope.
I like that separator too, man.
Nope. That's it. There we go. Here we go. I like that separator too, man. I think this is it. Okay. Sorry for such a weird, distracted fucking pre-show. Thank you. I love you. Stay tuned now for the Phil Henry Show, an encore from the 24th of April, 2020, on my way to Florida. It's on my way to Florida week on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Guys, we talk about, oh, by the way, hey guys, I heard someone mention the other day that people should stop starting their video casts or their TikToks or their reels or their whatever the hell it is they're doing. They should stop starting them out with, hey guys, okay? So I'm just going to start to call you, what should I say? All you slobs. No, that's very negative. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Phil Henry, and I remind you that before you enjoy today's show, you get a subscription to our website, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website at www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. That's, well, you know. And what you get there is 5 million, what is the?
50,000.
50,000. I want to say 5 million because someday it will be 5 million. 5 million hours. Can you imagine that? I'll have to be reborn many times. I will have to come back as some kind of third-dimensional... Extra-dimensional, that's the...
Well, yes, it would have to be extra, not third. You already are third D.
Start this again. Hi, it's Phil Henry. This is my fifth time.